Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, part 18. Today we discuss a very famous story pertaining to a great sahabi, Abu Huraira radiallahu an. Abu Huraira radiallahu an was a student of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would follow the Nabi of Allah, he would listen attentively to the Nabi of Allah, he would document the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was part of the Ashab al-Suffa, those who stayed on that raised platform just to learn from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not to miss any word, not to miss any action. But they had to pay a price. As a result of occupying themselves with the pursuit of knowledge, they had very little wealth, very little resources. Like sometimes they didn't have enough cloth to cover the entire body properly. And as far as hunger is concerned, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, sometimes I would follow certain Sahaba to their homes, asking them questions till they reached their door, just in the hope that they would invite me inside for a meal so I could get something to fill my belly. Allahu Akbar. What sacrifice the Sahaba made for this deen to reach us. How indebted we are to them. May Allah bless them. May Allah reward them with the best of rewards. May Allah grant us the true appreciation for Sahaba, the true value. Anyway, on this one day, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentions, I was so hungry. So I went and I stood on the road to see, is anybody around? Nobody. Then I settled on the pavement and I saw Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu come by. So I quickly started trying to engage him, you know, to ask him a question, hoping that he would continue walking and I would reach his door with him, and then he'll tell me, Abu Huraira, join me for a meal, or you want a cup of tea, you know, how we invite people these days, as a courtesy. But Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gave him a short answer and he was on his way. He said, I waited, and Umar radiallahu anhu came past and I did the same thing, and he also just gave me a brief response and he carried on. I didn't get the opportunity to continue to engage him and to reach the house so that I could get a meal. He said, finally Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came past. He smiled. He said, Abu Huraira, come with me. Come with me. He took me to his house. He asked them, is there anything in the house? They said, Ya Rasulullah, there's just one bowl of milk which somebody sent for you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Huraira, go and call all from the Ashab al-Suffa. According to some narrations, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, I'm walking now and my heart is so heavy. I'm thinking, one bowl of milk, all of us are going to drink. I needed something for my belly. But I brought, in the instruction of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I brought all of the Ashab al-Suffa. He says, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me the bowl and said, Abu Huraira, give all of them to drink and you drink last. Now imagine, you know, sometimes when your favorite dish is put before you, your favorite dish, you're still going to have a full meal. There's like seven other things on the table, but because that's your favorite, you want to get at it first. You want the best, you know, you're scared, it, you know, I mustn't get left out. Here there was a man who didn't have food. And now he's got to take this bowl, which is basically not even adequate to satiate one person, and go and pass it on person to person, 70 people. Imagine what was going through his heart today. What's going to be left for me? But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed him, he obeyed. He said, everyone drank from that bowl to their full. There was enough for me to drink. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank, and there was still just that much milk in the bowl. A miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.